wait.
Blog Talk wait. Radio.
All right, this is Sean B with my boy Dirty Red and Trey 05. We in here talking about life and its journey. Life is a journey. So,
Dirty fucking Red
and Trey 05. So, all right, so we just talking about life and basically, you know, trials and tribulations, you know, great people going to great, you know, tests. So, we're going to start with Trey 05 because he's our guest star on the show. How has life changed for you over the years? Starting from?
Shit, when I was younger, I didn't know nothing, man. So, you know, I was basically just running around doing the fuck I wanted to do.
You allowed to cuss on him, bro?
Yeah, you got to
look, bro, you good.
Oh, man, you feel me?
No, bro.
We live on the radio.
This is our show.
Tell them how you
we
feel.
We pay for
this
shit.
You don't know nothing about women. You know what I'm saying? You ain't, yeah. Women ain't really on your mind like that.
Right.
So, and that played a major part in, you know, in the quest, you know, women, because you ain't going to do shit without no woman, real. And then I didn't know anything about the law. I didn't know anything about racism. Like, all that shit that you think about, all that shit get taught to you when you young. You know what I'm saying? If you born without a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? You down there, like, you know, not really speaking as, like, in colorblind, but just saying, like, you born colorblind. You feel me?
Right, right.
But through the journey, through life, you know what I'm saying? You learn a lot of other shit. Pick up on a lot of other shit.
So, like,
I say around the age of, I want to say 9 and 10. When you turn 9 and 10, for you, yeah. When I turned 9 and 10, I started picking up on some stuff. Stuff I normally didn't pick up, you know, didn't know exist really.
Right,
but it's
right.
Been around me the whole time.
Right.
Like crackheads and.
Yeah.
Jews and all that stuff. They used to always be around me when I was like 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
But I thought they were just regular people. They were just cool people.
Yeah, right.
But they are, you know what I'm saying? But you don't know that they on some type of drug.
Right. See, for me, it was a late boomer. So, you know, 18 is when I started really getting to my drug life. You know, I'm a recovering addict. You know, been a year sober off hard drugs, anyway. For me, you know, everybody grow up different and whatever, you know what I'm saying? And for me, though, you know, I had to pick up on it because my parents wasn't in the, like, we grew up, so my parents ain't know nothing about no drug life and streets and all that shit. You know, we grew up knife and fork eating type niggas, you know what I'm saying? So we was taught to be respectful and all that there, but, you know, things take a turn when you get into the real life. You don't have no mama and daddy when you get into that real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the streets around
there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and you got to make mistakes in this life to come up. And I had to learn the hard way, and that's the way I learned. But I think you got to have some kind of street sense in life to be able to make it, right?
Yeah, if it wasn't for my uncle, though. And you know what I'm saying? The people that was around me, I wouldn't know nothing, bro. Because my mama basically, like, spoiled me.
Right.
And she kind of, like, she stuck it in and she raised me all the way up to high school, like, 12th grade, bro. That's when she left me in Miami by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was in the 12th grade when she left me by myself. So when she left me by myself, bro, it was, like, a lot of stuff that I couldn't do when she was there, it had to get done. You feel
right.
me? You know? I was doing everything, dog. Smoking weed, partying, chilling, hanging out, inviting chicks to the house. She let me and my little brother took in the house all by herself.
Yeah, right. See, I was at mama and daddy growing up and everything, and we were sheltered to the point, you know. We was just too sheltered, you know. You just,
yeah, you need that guy.
You yeah, see, so that's what, like, you my age going coon in the streets. I ain't gonna lie. Like, if it wasn't for you, I want to learn a lot more about being street if it wasn't for you. I knew about the streets a little bit,
yeah.
But until you came around, you taught me, like, nigga, look, this shit different. This ain't how you grew up and all that there, you know what I'm saying? And I was late. Like, you met me when I was 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, Right. So it's like, nigga, you had to put me on that phone. These females ain't out here for you. You know what I'm saying? I got my heart broke when I was 25, nigga. You probably got your heart broke when you was like 12.
Yeah, my first heartbreak was like, I was like, yeah, about 9.
Yeah, see, and I ain't go through none of that shit until, you know, you knew me and I had a house and all this shit, and I thought I was doing good until, you know, that shit done happened. And, like, life is.
It's just something you gotta deal with, bro.
Like, right, it happens to every fucking body, but I was just late in my mind. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it for nobody.
You weren't late, bro. It ain't no such thing as late, early.
Look, if I would have got my heart broken at 9, I don't think I would have turned the drugs as heavy as I would have.
Yo, you just opened up a whole another can of ass. but before that, you already had that. Before I even met you, bro, you already
I was on point, but I had to see. I was a goody two shoes in them days. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's how I feel. I was doing the right thing and everything, so I just feel like, okay,
it's already in your DNA to survive. It's already planted in your DNA to survive, bro. Whatever environment they put you in, you're going to adapt to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you was born inside of a private, like, neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, then you're going to adapt to it. At an early age, you're going to adapt to it. But see, me, I was... That's you, bro.
Oh, shit.
Trip.
My bad.
Yeah. So I had at an early age, I was born like in probably neighborhood, you know, Miami Hurricane. I mean, Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah.
Hit Miami. And I'm talking about everything. It wasn't nothing but gravel everywhere.
Gravel.
Brother, you got niggas sitting out there on crates grinding. And no house behind them. The house is on the ground. It's just straight rock. Sitting on the crates in front of their old house. And they grinding. But me, I had this right age of 8, like 7 or 8, I was in the bean field. Picking beans, bro, because they came up with this thing called the Andrew Camp. For everybody who went through the catastrophe of the Hurricane Andrew, they built a big camp with a whole bunch of trailers in it. And they put it up by the prison.
Right.
And they put a fence around it. And I used to wake up every night, bro, cold sweats from, like, the lawns going off from the prison.
Yeah,
like,
see,
people trying to escape.
Right.
Shit like that. We had lockdown sessions, bro. In order for you to live inside the camp, you have to give back to the community to try to rebuild. So our way of doing it was to go out and pick produce. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And try to...
8 or 9?
Yeah.
Nigga, 8 or 9, you know what I was doing, nigga? I don't even know what the fuck I was doing. I was probably just
running around with Dirty.
You was running around me. You was 4.
So, hey, Dirty, give us a little perspective on your life struggle.
Must be the reason I went last, because one thing about it, I lived the best both ways. I'm mixed, so two different sides. I was school. I was raised by straight, white, school. But I'm black, and I'm white. And from my early age, I was always black. Anybody that know me can say that. I was always a head first in everything. Streets came later in between. No, I mean, yeah, that's how he said it. 13, 14. Yeah, that all that came later. Always had money. Life was different.
Yeah, life was definitely different.
To be real, because I'm light-skinned, but I look like I'm Mexican. I keep it true, so. School, it was always got to show everybody, hey, oh, you want to talk this, you want to talk that, you don't sit on poppy in my, I got a white brother, but I, hey, I'm about all that if you got it. Yeah, I ain't grow up in the hood, all that, I grew around the corner from it. But all the niggas from the hood that you respect, I bumped them growing up, and they say, oh, yeah, talk that shit to me, you know, you're going to pop it. That's me. Get money. That was always the thing. Growing up, you know, hey, I was doing my thing young, low key. Ain't gotta be crazy, ain't gonna say too much because beds always be lit, so I ain't even giving details.
So let me ask you something. What was your breaking point when you said, okay, time for me, I gotta grow up?
Eighth time I went to jail, and it was the least time I ever did, 20 days. And you should know that because it was when we got pulled in the car running from racetrack that night. And I said, hey, G, I'm going down. Just chill. I've been on the run 2 years, all that shit. And you looked at me and you snapped on me. And I respect that shit. I'll never forget this shit. He said, just chill. You ain't going to jail. And when Troll walked up on the car, he said, why are you going so fast? And he said, hey, y'all, we live right here. We're going right here. Boom, 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 boom. Bro, he said, hey, just slow down. Man, we're moving about 80, 90 miles a fucking hour.
Well, you know me back in the
morning. Any other time with any other person in my life, that's the only way you catch me. This nigga driving stupid. Because I'm bucking you to the graveyard. I'm leaving.
I'm
not staying in the same place I got to get
you. He's doing no probation. You got to catch this man, bro.
I smoke. You got to catch dirty. Take high speed chase right now. I'm a record on a fucking bicycle. How the fuck do you get a high speed chase on a bicycle? I ain't never drove. Ask my nigga. He'll tell you. I ain't never drove. Well, I drove, but goddamn, that came later. And that was your stupid ass too. Pulling up at the house, left him in the car to go to the store. Raggedy ass ain't gonna tell me don't take too long. He told me. I was tripping. I ain't know he on serious drugs. That nigga said,
yeah.
Don't be in there too long. I'm back in the back. I go in there. I said, okay, don't be too long. I get lost in the beer aisle. What do I want? No, it's a whole real deal story. What the fuck do I want?
I see this man over there talking to the
10 minutes later, I go to the register, come out. Mama car, I'm looking outside, waited 15 minutes. I walked home, walked to my brother's house first. I ain't walked to my mama, I walked to my brother's house. This nigga took mama car and snapped. I don't know where he at, G. I don't want to go home no more. She's a dumbass. She gonna call the police, something. My mama wife, she gonna troll. Let him borrow the car. I told you. This nigga got no license. 10 minutes later, yeah, I see a car coming down the road, red, sexy red. That's this nigga car. He stopped in front of my brother's house.
Mustang.
Said, hey, get in. I want to kill him. Where the fuck is my mama car at? You in your car, you said you got them bases and took this car, you don't know what's that. You done trade them, bitch, that's first thing. Oh, you done trade them mama car. Okay, I'm going to kill him. Love you to death, I'm going to kill him. Get in the car, we hit the first bike. He said, hey, B, you gotta do some shit today you ain't never did before. That ain't talk to him. So what the fuck you mean? I'm laughing, because I ain't never seen him like this. He said, hey, motherfucker, be here, they didn't take my car. We gotta go back out there. I left your car and got my car back. Left your mama car and got my car back. I said, hey, bitch. And you gotta drive back. This is what he said. And you gotta drive back. You gonna drive back.
Yeah,
that ain't
talk out there. never go
say how fucked up it is. I get the goddamn restriction. Got it for a whole day. Started riding used to get the bitch suspended. Go to never had it since then.
And then we
never.
Went back with dick too.
We went. I was 16, I got it, and then I ain't got
no,
a lot.
No,
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 no, no, no, no, no, no, no, right now, by at least 10 men, he never give me. Man. This motherfucker say, AG, follow me. My motherfucker retarded ass, get in the goddamn pizza cruise.
Dead drunk, by the way.
Looking at him, wasted, with the thing in the other, oh, I got the double cup. Like this. Full liquor. So
high
at him, I'm looking at the cup.
I knew he had it in him.
Hit it. I looked at him. Tried to back up. At first, when I back up, I almost hit, almost wrecked my mama's car into the fucking tree. Oak tree. I got this close. This nigga pulled back up and said, "Bro, pull this way and then do this." I was so pissed off. We get out of the woods because we in the back lane. I don't even know where the fuck we at.
Yeah, you know
where
we back.
Holy shit. This is where niggas ain't supposed to be. Because when he was doing what he was doing, you in places that niggas ain't supposed to be.
I remember you used to go back there.
Yeah, and not just that part. Listen, this bitch used to go to places that niggas ain't supposed to be. And I would tell them, he begged, "Oh, Lord, please just ride with me. They scared me. I know they is, but I don't want to fucking go with you. Because if something go wrong, you ain't got to deal with just one house of white people. I'm going to get out, dumb out, and we're going to fade it. We probably whoop all of them."
Yeah, nah,
but listen, you in the community to where when you whoop them, all they neighbor, the whole trailer park, they coming out trying to kill you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Leave
these crackers the fuck alone when you getting shit. That's what the fuck he's doing. Man, listen. All I know, we finally get on the road. I'm so hot. I hit the cup. Swerve around them. You know, led the whole way, all the way home. I'm just like this. Looking now, I'm like, if a look could kill, I shot you with an AK-47 34,000 times. You stupid bitch. You know I love you. I ain't gonna kill you. But if my look could kill, boy, I hate you right now. We get to the yard. My dumb ass. Like I said, never drove. Never had that real life. Got all the way back, dead weight, so we got that to the house. Only time it's a problem, I'm pulling into the driver, I almost ran to the fucking house.
That's the only time a nigga almost crashed when he got to the damn house.
Soon as I hit the driver, I got it all the way. I was this close to where it's supposed to park at, and I hit the right. Almost went into my mama room. She laying in the bed.
Bro.
Somehow I stopped it. When I looked back, this nigga, I said to me, "Motherfucker, I was a kid. That'd be bad."
But that was some of the best times we ever had.
It was.
I mean, I remember the first thing you told me after that, though. You was like, "Man, that was, I ain't never been as free as when I was behind that wheel."
I ain't gonna lie. Dead ass wasting like that. And bro, that thing,
way,
you and my homeboy, Joe,
had to pop your cherry. So
when I was in, listen, this is real. And when I was in Oklahoma on the run, too. Because like you said, man, I always be on the run.
It's real.
When I was in Oklahoma on the run, too. The dog did the same thing. Stopped at a red light on the middle of the highway. I'm on a run, got all these warrants. This bitch got out, do the bodybuilder looking at me.
Yeah,
you got to goddamn drive the car all the way home. What? And jumped out in the driver's seat and started walking, and I had to drive. Bitch is honking the horn. I'm so high.
All right, nigga, you want to fuck with them gangsters? You got to do that gangster shit, nigga.
If it wasn't for basketball, bro, I'd probably be one of the biggest dope dealers y'all ever seen.
Boy, I know.
Because I'm going to tell you how, bro. Let me tell you how. Because remember I was telling you about the Andrew camp.
Yeah.
When we were standing in the Andrew camp, my mama used to whip. You know what I'm saying? She used to whip.
Yeah.
And we used to be in the trailer, bro. Sometimes, bro, I got to go stick my head out the window, get up, go out of the trailer because the fumes right. Were so. And shit, on everything I love, I think my uncle and I used to come down and help from Lake County and go to Miami and pick up for my mama. And I think they supplied at least 60-some percent of Lake County, bro, back then. And that's all I knew.
And back in them days, whatever, like the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, and yeah. These motherfuckers used to have pillowcases full of money.
Oh my God, bro.
And, you know what I'm saying? And my uncle and them, I think they stopped doing that shit once my uncle flipped the truck on the way back.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about that shit. You had to walk running through bushes and shit.
Yeah, my cousin spoke, and he my uncle going to sleep, so he tells Spoke to drive, and Spoke get in the driver's seat, my uncle going to pass the seat and fall asleep, and Spoke getting sleep on the road too, but this motherfucker stupid, he only pull the truck over and say, Rick, nah, I'm fucked up too. He just drive, and he fell asleep behind the wheel and flipped the shit into a canal. All the bricks out there in the water.
Oh, Lord, dude.
Bro, the TVs that was in the car, they had TVs in the Jeep. They broke, and look, you can see one of the TVs floating in the water and shit, bro. Like, I think that's when they really stopped, dog. And I had to really find something to get into, bro.
Right.
To step away from that.
Yeah.
And I found sports.
Yeah.
I started playing basketball, and they started looking at me at PE and stuff like that.
Right.
I had high school coaches looking at me in elementary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember you telling me all that shit.
And they wanted me to come to high school. They were going through, it was a whole bunch of shit, but they was trying to draft motherfuckers out of elementary and middle school and shit.
Yeah.
And I just got real good in basketball, bro. And that's how I ended up, like, kind of stirring away from that shit.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that, bro, I'd probably be out here bricking, dog. My mama would have probably still been selling dope right now today if she wouldn't have never went to the casino and hit 20 stacks.
Oh, my God.
For real,
dog.
My mama went and hit for 20 stacks, bro. And she was like, okay, she added that money to the money she had, bro. She was like, I'm going to go back to Lake County and get by. She went and got a stove. She bought a house stove. Opened up a house stove, bro. Left me down there in the house.
Yeah. Now, I remember I was commending for that because your people came from, you grew up in that type of environment. I never did, but you don't even smoke weed, you don't do none of that
shit.
Bro.
My mama kept me away from that shit. My daddy was a baser, dog. he was literally a jug. Like, I was like about 6 years old when I walked in the bathroom at my granddad's house and caught my dad on the toilet shooting up.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And this nigga, he leaning, bro. He about to fall in the tub, bro. I had to catch him. He got the belt around his arm and everything.
Yeah,
the
for a young nigga to see some shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
My daddy used to be on some fuck shit. Dog, he'll wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're telling me he's trying to teach you karate one time.
He's trying to teach me karate about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, bro. And you know Hurricane Andrew ain't hitting shit. And there's gravel everywhere and glass everywhere on the ground. You got me out there barefoot at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning talking about do what I do.
Oh, my God, bro. I never grew up in that type of environment, but I don't know. I just took an attraction to that type of lifestyle. I don't know why.
That shit was crazy, bro. Like, my granddaddy's house was right off 4th Street. Well, it was before 4th Street. We used to have a convenience store next door. That's like the only thing on the block that was still thin.
Right.
The A-Rail store. And he used to tell us to go to the store and shit. But my granddaddy's porch was the only house that stayed up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right behind the store. And everybody used to just come chill on my granddaddy's porch.
Right.
And I used to be just sitting there and chilling, and I make store runs for them and shit. Yeah. But I used to be like 7 or 8 years old going to buy a bill for my granddaddy and them at the store.
Yeah, back in them days.
And he ain't got to give me cash. He going to get it off credit. You know what
I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just walked in that bitch pop, so he needed some drink.
Yeah.
And they say, tell Big John, put it on the tab or whatever.
Yeah.
And they tell me grab whatever. And I go on the porch, bro, and I done seen from that porch right there, I done seen so much shit go down, bro.
Man, look,
it was just ridiculous. One time,
I heard your mama done beat a nigga ass in the streets and shit like that.
Yeah, that was in Orlando. that was Silver Star. But I was sitting on the porch at Homestead in Miami, and my granddad porch, and my uncle, I guess he was fucking with some jug, you know what I'm saying? And the jug, I guess he was supposed to pay her. For the pussy or whatever. And he ended up paying her.
Oh,
and she came down the street on the bicycle and rolled up on my uncle. He on the porch. And they arguing. Da, da, da. They going back and forth and shit. So she hauled off and said, I do something, this and this and that. So my uncle came down off the porch, bro. She ended up busting my uncle over the head with a ball.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Bro, cut his whole face up. Cut his whole face up, bro. I ain't lying.
But imagine what.
That same night, bro. We told him. The going house cleaned up. He didn't want to clean up. He want to keep drinking. He's sitting on the porch drinking, bleeding. Damn, it looked like he's bleeding to death. So the same night, bro, I go in the house, look at TV, I come back out, and I got dog. My granddad on the porch asleep, bro. I'm trying to get him up, bro. I look down, this man done peed all over himself.
Oh, Lord.
He peed all over himself. Bro.
The type of shit you done seen.
It just was crazy, bro. It was crazy near my school right across the street.
Oh, my Lord.
My school right across the street, bro. So it's like I can be in class and the bell will ring and they'll take us out of class for a walk. I could see my granddad and them on the porch.
Snapping.
That shit was crazy. Whole shit was something else, man. For real, bro. But to be honest with you, bro, I think Hurricane Andrew, I mean, it was a terrible accident. You know what I'm saying? It was a terrible ass thing that happened to Homestead, but it could have been the best thing that ever happened.
Like, that's what I think. Things happen for a reason.
It could have been the best thing, because after that, bro, they went to rebuilding it, and everything turned out way better.
Right, see?
Than what it was. You feel me?
Oh, that's right.
Bro, ain't no way in hell you could go, like, a country nigga, try to go over to the city or something like that, bro.
Yeah, no, it ain't happening. Yeah, it ain't happening.
They getting you, bro. First time my uncle come down there, my mama say she ain't getting them shit because she bought me a Porsche.
Yeah. Remember you telling me, tell me about the Porsche.
She bought me a Porsche, bro, and then him and mama got in an argument, bro. And when they got in an argument, he had an auction license to get him, my mom had the bread.
Yeah.
So she had the bread, he got his auction license. And they got in an argument, and then after they got in the argument, he decided he wanted to take the Porsche. So he took my Porsche, bro. I had that bit for like 1 week, bro.
Damn.
1 week, he took my Porsche. So he come back down there, and he tried to get some dope from my mom. My mom said she ain't getting shit. And then she tell him, listen, he talking about, okay, I'll go out there and get it myself. So he go out there on the street. And she trying to tell him, no, don't go out there, man. You don't know these people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he go out there and he fuck with the dude. And I know the dude. You know what I'm saying? He fuck with the dude. And the dude was like, all right, eat it dope, bro. Like, just come back. You know what I'm saying? I have it right for you, whatever. So he come back. He in the van with the dude. Next thing you know, jump out, boys out on his ass.
Boom, oh, Lord.
He done sat him up.
Wow.
Sat my uncle up, bro. Sat him up, bro. So, and I'm like, telling my uncle them, like, y'all can't come down here buying no bottles and clubs and going to the club flashing like that because these niggas, these boys don't play, bro. They going to get you. They'll rob you.
Right.
Kill you. Like, you can't come out for the country, bro. You come out for the country, bro, you got to swim.
Right. You got to pick
or
up
you
quick.
You got to know somebody.
Yeah.
And they just didn't give a fuck, bro, because they so used to being over here and running.
Yeah, nah, the shit don't work like that. You come to a nigga territory, you got to pick up quick.
Yeah, yeah. That shit ain't cool, bro. But it was crazy living at Homestead, dog. I done seen so much shit, and I got into some shit, bro, because, I mean, my mama led me right, but at the same time, if you live in mud, you ain't got no choice but to get dirt.
Right, exactly.
So I done got into some bullshit, bro. My brother got in a shootout, bro, he almost died. I'm over there trying to get this man, they busting.
Yeah.
So I done shot up parties.
Yeah, bro, OG, yeah, yeah. I know your bro, OG, bro.
Yeah, I ain't
gonna put a name out there, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
One time. I heard grown niggas, that nigga was at the age of 10. I heard grown niggas was looking for this nigga.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you OG from that standpoint.
But look, I remember one time we was at a party. This was in high school, bro. My mom had came up this way. We was at a party, and I had this little chick that went to another school. She wasn't going out of school, and she wanted me to meet her over there. So I go meet her, and I guess her ex-boyfriend was there, and he eyeballing me, using me and shit. I can see him talking shit with his little homeboys or whatever. I'm out of my territory.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm already in hot water. I got to walk light. You feel me? So I just say, you know what? Fuck this shit, bro. I make one phone call, bro. My dog, Tano, was like, come pick me up. I had my sister's car. So my sister was like, bring me my car. So I had took her the car, and I was like, well, just take me to go get Tano. She didn't know what was going on. She innocent. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. So she take me to go get Turner get in the car. Me and Turner in the back seat. She driving. She like asking, why you ain't getting in the front seat or whatever? I'm like, hold on, I'm get up though. We back there with the motherfucking 38. We loading that bitch up. Loading the 38 up, bro. I hit the sunroof. Drive by the part. I say, turn around here. She drive by the part. And then I get up out of the sunroof and up that bitch. Okay, you gonna play. Nigga, the dude who I was looking for, he done fell on the floor, bust a corner, and left. Ain't even think about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, being a nigga, now I know I can come around here. But after I started coming around there, it was like, it opened up a whole new territory for me. Now I'd be able to be in the Ranger wide open.
Right. Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about Homestead no more. I can come in the Ranger. I can feel everybody know what's up with it. So it ain't no problem.
Yeah.
If anything, not everybody want to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? So I used to play basketball a lot, though. My mom ended up moving that way. Bro, when she moved that way, it was so great because all my friends I was going to school with, duh. I just go to the park, basketball. Trick Daddy used to come down there and play ball, man.
Yeah, remember you telling me Himalayan salt, nigga. What the fuck is that? Wait, no, nigga, this ain't no Himalayan salt, man.
beans, bro. This what made me stop too. I popped beans, bro, with my homeboy Limo, you know what I'm saying? And we end up going trying to go to Cooler House out there in the crossing behind Walmart, bro. We trying to go to his house. We end up walking in the wrong apartment, bro. We go in the house and we sit on the man couch and shit. The man come out the back like,
what the fuck you doing here?
We like, what the fuck? So we both stand up like, we finna get rid of the scrap.
Yeah,
like, bro, what's going down? Like, and we, like, see him, like, looking around, like, we thinking he's gonna get a pistol or something, bro. So, we like, let's get the fuck up out of here, bro. We done fucked up. We can't fuck this man up in his own house, bro. We fucked up.
Yeah.
We ain't this bitch on beans. You ain't this bitch about to go to sleep.
Yeah, that nigga, like,
living in his belly and shit, nigga.
Bro, I fucked around and walked in the wrong apartment, bro. I said, no, nah, not no more, bro. I'm cutting that shit. I ain't doing that shit no more.
I done did that shit roll up on bitch. Hey, where my shit at? Bitch, like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I done call a homeboy out there. He said, who the fuck is you? I'm like, oh, shit, I got the wrong damn house.
No, that shit, hey, bro, I was out there walking up and down Orange and shit.
Yeah.
God bless the dead, me and J6.
Back yeah, before, your homeboy J6.
Before we got shot. But me and J6 used to be up there, bro. Dog, God's been looking out for me for years, dog. I'm supposed to be in the club with J6 and Kenny that night. They right. Trying to get me to come to the club. We at the studio. Dude come in the studio. He like, bro, y'all need to come out to the club with me, man. I got everything on me, bro. Y'all just need to fuck with me, bro. Y'all doing your thing in here. We like, I like y'all music. So he's like, yeah, we get it. Because he already knew Kenny and what's his name, but he didn't know me. So I guess it was a way for him to try to get to know me.
Right. By the way, Trail 5 is a rapper. Yeah. Up and coming.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, shit. But then my cousin called me, JD. And then his brother, he was like, my birthday today, bro. We need to hang out. We need to do something. You know, family come first.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck that, bro. Y'all be all thing. But that day we had went out and bought sets and everything, bro. Everybody got fresh, went to the mall and got fresh. And we was all supposed to go to the club. But at the last minute, I had to change up on the boys and go with my cousin. And they went out there and they shot J6 in the head, bro.
And yeah. I don't know if it was a setup or what, bro.
I remember I was a jitter. I read that shit in the newspaper in school. I even knew you.
Yeah.
And I seen that shit, and then we told him, damn, I remember reading that shit in the newspaper. That shit was crazy, though.
I done chill with JD and all that, bro. I go to my little Breezy house. I got on top of me. She laughing me in the car, bro.
Yeah.
She laughing me in the car, and I get a call on the phone. I ain't answer that first time. I did. The second time, I answered that bitch. I was like, hold on. And I answered that bitch, and they was like, yeah, shit's fucked up out here, bro. You need to come fuck with me, bro. So I'm like, where? I'm talking about the club, yo. So I said, man, look, I got to go. Get the fuck up. I got to go.
Yeah.
So I slung. I went out there to the club. They looked at my dog dying on the ground, bro. Like, he dying. If he wasn't already dead. And the neighbor that I was standing next to was a police officer. And when I get there to the scene, he stopped me.
Right.
And he like, you don't want to see that. He know me in 6 tight.
Yeah.
He was like, you don't want to see that, man. You don't want to see that. I was like, man, let me go see my dog. I'm about to break down. Because he's making me feel like he dead.
Yeah.
He was like, no. I was like, man, he's breathing. He went empty.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, man. Then Melinda, his mama walked up to me.
Yeah. I remember me and her one time. When
pulled up. Yeah. His mama walked up to me, and I'm like, well, is he dead or whatever? I mean, she said, they won't tell me what's going on. So I ended up going to the hospital and trying to fall into the hospital. And I'm sitting up there at the hospital, bro. And the man, they ain't bringing the man yet, bro, for hours. Trying to find out, I get a phone call and they took him straight to the morgue.
Wow.
Straight to the morgue. They did an autopsy on him and shit like that, find out what was going on, everything, the cause of death.
Straight bullets.
Yeah, but they didn't know how he died or he got hit in the lung or whatever, but he got shot so many times. But all because some niggas in another area, they say that some niggas from another area thought he was his stepbrother.
That was just an excuse
for me, but they think he was his stepbrother. You know how the boy get off. You know how the boy get off. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
He don't play no game, so they probably already was looking for him, and they found 6, and they thought he was 6. But they in the club bucking and
shit, shooting birds at each other and all that stupid shit, bro. And the beef turned into some, say when he dropped dead on Kenny. He dropped dead on Kenny, bro. And when I seen Kenny, when I got to the club, Kenny got blood all over him. But wow. J6 was on him like he was trying to tell brother breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, bro, after everything blew over, dog, I had to look back on the whole thing and I had to thank God, though, bro. Because it was like he was telling me, don't go there. You feel me?
Yeah.
Don't go there. There ain't supposed to be tonight. You're supposed to be over here. This ain't the spot for you to be. And he's been looking out for me, bro. And I don't take for granted none of the blessings that he done gave me, but. A nigga been up and down, you feel me?
Right.
Nigga been up and down. So I'm just really looking for that right lane to take so I can just shift gears on this shit and fly.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me.
I'm trying to fly, bro.
Coming up on 20 minutes. Same, but
shit, but yeah, you were tripping though back then, but
yeah, you know me.
I remember one time we went and got a shotgun. We riding around with that bitch. We might took you to my son's football.
Yeah. I went to the mall.
Yeah.
I'm fucked up on the shit out there. Dude, like, yeah, I used to be tripping off the drugs, bro. That shit I was doing wasn't even good.
What? When we were gonna rock the club?
Yeah!
Slap him on the wrist and let him go. he just showed up to the court date. And I'm, that's what I was trying to get the message.
I was ready on bail at that point.
Like, I'm snitching or something. Like, he's like on the phone, on the line with me.
Yeah, that's how he be, though.
Yeah, I'm like, man, what's going on? Don't start no shit out there like that, because where they riding here? It ain't nothing for somebody to believe you a snitch, but because it's real out here. It's real out here.
I felt bad about it. I got rid of all the merchandise. I told you, pull up, nigga.
Yeah.
Get in a damn bottle. That was my birthday. You didn't even know.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, bro, it's like a whole city on me, bro. Like, but I
got. So we done had it out about some shit, dog. You fucking with your. I don't know.
I
was fucked up, too.
Yeah.
I was throwing up, and then, you know, your kids was out there. And
yeah.
You got mad. I'm like, damn, right? You know.